This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukrainian authorities are trying to restore electricity and water after recent bombardments from Russian forces. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that the main priority at the moment was bringing back power to all of Ukraine. The key task of today, as well as other days of this week, is energy. The president went on to say that half of those who lost power have now had it restored. Zelensky met the following day with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo.
What we see is that Russia is turning on your population, is turning on your infrastructure, is putting your population in the cold and without water. And that is why it is important for us to stand here and to stand here today.
I'm Karen Chamas, the unmanned.
And in other world headlines today, Argentina face a battle to stay alive at the World Cup, with Lionel Messi and his teammates preparing to take on Mexico in a match they can't afford to lose. While the official streaming platform of the World Cup is inaccessible in much of Saudi Arabia, subscribers tell media, saying they have not received an explanation for the outage. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government is set to resume talks with the opposition after more than a year in a bid to resolve a political crisis that has gripped the country since a contested 2018 election. A deadly fire in China's northwest Xinjiang region has spurred an outpouring of anger at the country's zero COVID policy as Beijing fights growing public fatigue over its hardline approach to containing the coronavirus. At least three people are killed and 11 others wounded after a 16-year-old shooter wearing Nazi symbols opened fire on two schools in southeastern Brazil. This is VOA News. The commander of the main U.S.-backed Kurdish-led force in Syria said Saturday they have halted operations against the Islamic State group due to Turkish attacks on northern Syria over the past week. Muslim Abdi of the Syrian Democratic Forces told reporters that after nearly a week of Turkish airstrikes on northern Syria, Ankara is now preparing for a ground offensive. He said Turkey-backed opposition fighters are getting ready to take part in the operations. Abdi added that Turkish strikes over the past week have caused severe damage to the region's infrastructure. He also said Turkey is taking advantage of the deadly November 13th bombing in Istanbul that Ankara blames on Kurdish groups. Kurdish organizations have denied any involvement in the Istanbul attack that killed six and wounded dozens. NASA's Orion capsule is now circling the moon in an orbit stretching tens of thousands of miles. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The unmanned space capsule and three test dummies entered lunar orbit more than a week after launch and are now about halfway through the test flight. Orion is shooting for a maximum distance from the Earth of almost 270,000 miles, which will be a new record. Artemis rocket mission manager Mike Serafin earlier this week.
I will simply say that the results were eye-watering. The rocket performed and or exceeded expectations.
Orion will remain in a broad but stable orbit for nearly a week, completing just a half lap around the moon before heading home. This is considered a dress rehearsal for a potential lunar landing with astronauts by 2025. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The startup behind India's first private space launch plans to put a satellite into orbit in 2023 and expects to be able to do so at half the cost of established launch companies. That's what the founders of Skyroot Aerospace told Reuters in an interview. The company, backed by Singapore's sovereign wealth fund, GIC, says the $68 million it has raised will fund its next two launches. Somalia's government has declared all-out war against militant group Al-Shabaab and adopted a multi-pronged counterterrorism effort, which promises to be long and difficult. The military has foiled a coup attempt in Sao Tome and Principe. The prime minister of the island nation off the western coast of Africa says in a video message. And for more stories, I direct you to voanews.com. Reporting via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.